NFL Roundup, Week 10. I'm Dave Ferry. The AFC North is separated by a game and a half from top to bottom, with the Ravens leading the Steelers and Browns by just a half game. Craig Heiss saw Baltimore's lead shrink.
Dustin Hopkins kicked a 40-yard field goal with no time left on the clock as the Browns came from 14 points down to beat the Ravens 33-31. Deshaun Watson threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Elijah Moore. Then the Browns got a pick six from Greg Newsome, who went 34 yards for the score. The Browns missed the extra point. Moore says they never gave up.
There was moments in the game where it looked like they were going to pull away, but we kept going. So you got to watch the whole game. You got to play the whole game.
Cincinnati remains last in the AFC North. The Texans coughed up a 20-7 third quarter lead before defeating the Bengals 30-27 on Matt Amendola's 38-yard field goal as time expired. C.J. Stroud passed for 356 yards, one TD, and one interception.
We came in with a mindset that we won't be denied. And that was huge for us. We fought until the end. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't how we would draw it out. But, I mean, that's what this league is about, those tough wins.
Joe Burrow had 347 yards passing, two touchdowns and two picks as Cincinnati ended a four-game winning streak. Pittsburgh moved a game closer to the Ravens, Josh Rountree reports.
The Steelers rushed for 205 yards and held on to top the Packers 23-19 Sunday. Jaylen Warren paced that rushing attack, going for 101 yards and a touchdown.
Whatever extra work, you know, it took or whatever's needed, we get in there, we do it, we meet extra, and then, you know, you see it happening on the field, so we're going to keep at that.
Najee Harris added 82 yards and a score on the ground. Kenny Pickett passed for 126 yards as the Steelers are 6-3.
Dak Prescott tore up the Giants for the second time this season as the Cowboys rolled to their 12th straight home win, 49-17. Prescott accounted for five touchdowns, including four through the air, while completing 26 of 35 passes for 404 yards.
I won't, you know what I mean, get quite the peaceful sleep that I want, we'll be thinking about, but That's where I am. That's where this offense, that's where this team is striving to be our complete best.
Prescott also had a 10-yard TD run for the Cowboys, who beat the Giants by a combined 89-17, the largest series sweep in NFC East history. The Lions won a close one, and Mark Myers was there.
Riley Patterson made a 41-yard field goal on the game's final play, giving the Lions a 41-38 win over the Chargers. Jared Goff passed for 333 yards and two scores as Detroit goes to 7-2.
I don't know if we want to win the game like that every week, but we felt like we could do some good things against them in the past game, and Justin, obviously on the other side, was doing his thing as well, and you kind of get that feeling like, all right, maybe it's going to be the team with the ball in their hands last.
The Vikings have a five-game winning streak after building a 27-3 lead and a 27-19 decision over the Saints. Joshua Dobbs threw for a career-high 268 yards and total two touchdowns in his first start for Minnesota.
It was great just seeing guys step up, offense, defense, playing complimentary football, as we did last week.
T.J. Hockenson outgained the Saints by himself in the first half with 10 receptions for 128 yards and a score. Elsewhere, Geno Smith threw for two touchdowns, but it was Jason Myers' fifth field goal of the afternoon as time expired that pushed the Seahawks past the Commanders 29-26. Brock Purdy threw for three touchdowns, and the 49ers stopped the three-game skid by silencing the Jaguars 34-3, ending Jacksonville's five-game winning streak. The Buccaneers were 20-6 winners over the Titans as Baker Mayfield threw for 278 yards and two scores. Kyler Murray threw for 249 yards, ran for a touchdown, and engineered a late drive that ended with Matt Prater's game-ending field goal in the Cardinals' 25-23 verdict over the Falcons. Jonathan Taylor's 7-yard run in the first quarter was the lone touchdown as the Colts beat the Patriots 10-6 in Frankfurt. And the Raiders beat the Jets 16-12 on Aiden O'Connell's 7-yard TD toss to Michael Mayer with 14:10 left. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.